WJTL new artist Nona with her song Jump. Good morning to you at 7:19.
Hey, good morning, friends. Weather-wise, clouds and light rain today. High just at 71. Clearing off on the overnight to and also low 49 to a really lovely day tomorrow. I'd say winning Wednesday. We all win. Sunny, high 75, a little bit less humid tomorrow. Currently sitting at 71 in Lancaster.
This morning, our special guest from Serve It Stage, Managing Director Tyler Hoover. Good morning again, Tyler.
Good morning.
So great to have you here.
Happy to be here. Thanks
it's
for having
me. Fun to catch up with you.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Yeah, you were telling us earlier about Don't Rock the Jukebox, and that's coming up this weekend. We can remind folks of that, but you have so many more things happening.
Absolutely. Summer is always a busy, busy time at Serve It Stage and with so much going on. So after Jukebox this weekend, we're bringing back an audience favorite, our old-time gospel radio show. So that'll be coming July into August with performances around Lancaster County, even over into York County a little bit.
Very
so check
cool.
out some performances over there. And then our summer camp performances will be happening Saturdays in July and beginning part of August. We have four camps. Three of them are capped already at 50 students each.
Wow.
The first camp still has a few spots open, so keep that in mind if anyone's still looking for a summer camp option.
So how does your camp work? You guys get all together and put on a show by the end of the week?
Yeah, so it's a one-week process. It used to be 9 days. We've shortened it to a week this year for each camp. And in the course of that week, students put on a show from
it's
start
incredible.
To finish. They all audition on day one. We cast it the first afternoon. And by Thursday, they're running the show. And then they do a performance for the community on Saturday. So it is a fast process. We work them.
That's amazing.
Exhausted at the end.
Absolutely. But it's always been a joy, and it's been great to see returners over the years. You know, campers coming back and doing multiple shows.
Well, of course, yeah.
It's been an awesome community that's started and actually spilled over into the other educational opportunities that we have now with our teen company, our apprentice company, with the Jukebox show that, again, we will talk about again in a second. And we're starting other educational opportunities as well. We're this summer, starting in July, we'll have Monday night drop-in classes. So, Fred, come on over. Take a dance class. I mean,
yes,
come on.
Fred.
That's fun.
Drop in. Yeah. It's going to be awesome. So we're really excited about all the opportunities that are coming up for our education program.
So for the camp, that one, you said you had a couple spots open. How can parents find out about that?
Yeah. For information about registering for that camp or about the public performances for all the camps, just go to servantstage.org. All the information is on there, and you can actually reserve your tickets to come see those shows right now.
And this weekend, opportunity to see Don't Rock the Jukebox. Tell us about that again.
Yes, so Don't Rock the Jukebox is our all-teen review. We've got 36 amazing teen performers bringing this high-energy, just amazing show. You're going to want to get up and sing and dance along. Four performances this weekend only. We're coming to Lidditt Springs Park on Friday night at 7. We'll be at Clipper Magazine Stadium Saturday morning at 11. Then Saturday night at Lancaster County Christian School at 7. And New Holland Park on Sunday at 3.
Very cool. Check it out online, servantstage.org. Tyler, thanks for being with us.
Thanks
for having me.
So great to see you. Back to the music. This is Tarion and Gabriel lighting it up on WJTL.